Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We'll move on for the moment because in Gorda Síochána has today appealed to anyone who wishes to report a crime relating to a pregnancy or abuse in a mother and baby home to contact them. Gorda Commissioner Drew Harris told a meeting of the policing authority that allegations such as rape, incest and reports of children as young as 12 being pregnant are issues that could be pursued by Gorda that could have criminal justice outcomes.
From reading the reports, it only takes us so far. It obviously, and that's why we're making this appeal today, it gives us a very definite apprehension that serious criminality was engaged either in terms of women or and girls who were pregnant and then their subsequent stay in the mother and baby homes. Almost 20% of those girls were under the age of 18. So there's initial very significant concern, but there's also issues in terms of their mental vulnerability and also then indications of incest, rape, and what would now be called statutory rape. There are various hurdles that we will have to cross in terms of just what the criminal law was at that particular time. But at the same time, we want people to come forward.
And that is Gorda Commissioner Drew Harris. He also warned that there will be limitations to the actions that can be taken in some cases due to the passage of time, the loss of evidence and the death of potential witnesses or suspects. I'm joined now by Maeve O'Rourke, who's lecturer in the Irish Centre for Human Rights at NUI Galway. Maeve, you're very welcome to the programme. What's your response to this appeal from the Gorda?
I think it's very positive that the Garda Commissioner has invited people to make criminal complaints. I think it's very, very important to emphasise that these should include adoption-related offences as well. And I have two key requests now, one of the government and one of the Garda Commissioner. My first is that Minister O'Gorman would immediately begin to open his archive to the people concerned. Still, it seems, I haven't come across a single person who's been able to get information yet from the Mother and Baby Home Commission archives. And you cannot complain about a criminal offence if you don't have the records relating to yourself. And secondly, I would invite the Garda Commissioner to issue clear guidance that clarifies for those affected what the range of criminal offences that may be relevant are. Because, of course, there's a long timeline. And the laws might have been different in the past, and that is not to say that there aren't a whole slew of offences that are relevant.
You heard me outline what the Gorda Commissioner was saying in terms of the limitations to the action that can be taken because of the loss of evidence or because of people having passed away, the passage of time basically in many cases, being an impediment to carrying out the investigation. Is that a significant impediment, I wonder, to a serious investigation and to prosecution?
I think the loss of evidence is an interesting phrase because the Mother and Baby Homes Commission of Investigation proceeded for 5 years and the government knew this without providing any of the survivors access to any of the evidence coming in. And it's quite clear that they didn't provide anything to the guards either. We know from the commissioner's statements today that all he has received is a report that is completely anonymised. So clearly the Gardaí have not received the actual evidence underlying the Mother and Baby Homes Commission's report, and that raises serious questions for the government. It is not clear why the Gardaí do not have access to the administrative records of the state and the religious. Is it necessary for the Gardaí to do their own investigations, or can they access the Mother and Baby Homes Commission archives? That needs to be established. It's not a case of missing evidence. There is evidence in archives that is being held secret to this day, and the Gardaí need access to that so that people can have their statements corroborated.
And could the Gardaí initiate an investigation on the back of this report that was published in recent weeks, or would they have to wait until a complaint is made?
No, in my view, they have absolutely plenty of essentially witness evidence to go from to give them the grounds to now look for the archives. Because, of course, people who were in positions of authority and what they did and what they knew, all of that is there in the archives. Now, you'll add to it with witness statements, but I mean, the notion that we would start by assuming that the only people who have relevant evidence who now, you know, need to come forward are the victims.
Mm-hmm.
No, there is actually huge swathes of evidence and archives that are being held secret across the state and in numerous government departments and also in the religious and in the diocesan archives.
Sometimes when we discuss cases of institutional abuse or industrial homes, for example, people think in terms of decades and decades and decades ago. We're talking about mother and baby homes here. Can you give, sometimes it's not so long ago, Maeve, can you give people an indication of the passage of time? What's the timeline we're talking about here?
Absolutely. The Mother and Baby Homes Commission timeline went up until 1998, and there was at least one mother and baby home that was operating into the 21st century. And also we can't forget that, as I said at the very beginning, we need to not just look at mother and baby homes, but also crimes throughout the adoption system. I mean, only very recently there was that extremely important RTE Investigates programme on illegal adoptions, and the Births and Deaths Registration Act of 1880 made it a criminal offence to falsely state the wrong parents on the birth cert, and that has happened to thousands and thousands of people in Ireland, but those people are not being proactively given their records. So we had a situation where Marion Reynolds' report on illegal adoptions that the government released recently, they wiped the names of all of the institutions, even though Ms. Reynolds herself said that she wanted the names of the institutions in there. So the government has taken steps to actually prevent victims of crimes knowing that they are victims of crimes and knowing how to get their records. So I just think it's very welcome that the Garda Commissioner is now giving impetus to this need to provide people with access to their records.
The Gardaí, though, it's important to say, Maeve, the Gardaí have said that anyone who does contact them about the issue will receive a personal contact within 48 hours and will be dealt with in a sensitive manner. And it's important to say that, isn't it? Because this will not be easy for an awful lot of people to make this type of contact.
Absolutely, and I absolutely would invite people to come forward, and it's extremely welcome to hear that the Gardaí are prepared and have the resources ready to get back to people so quickly. Again, it's so important for the Gardaí to explain to people this is the range of criminal offences that you might wish to know about that existed, because to be honest, we've had a very problematic situation right up until the present day, where essentially people who were in mother and baby homes and experienced adoption are being told there's nothing wrong to see here. That's essentially what the Mother and Baby Homes Commission found. They claim that there was no imprisonment. They claim that there was no forced adoption. We all know that's not true. And so people actually need to be, you know, told that we believe that there are crimes worth investigating here, so please do come forward. Okay. These are the types of crimes we're interested in.
Now, I should say, for people who wish to report a crime, the Gardaí have established a dedicated email. It's motherandbabyhomes@garda.ie, motherandbabyhomes@garda.ie, and there's also a confidential number, 1-800-555-222. Or they say people can contact a local Garda station as well. We'll leave it there for the moment. Maeve O'Rourke, lecturer in the Irish Centre for Human Rights at NUI Galway. Thank you very much indeed.